Pesachta Krisis ends with the Maimer Chazal, Amr Abelazah, Amr Abchanina, Tamid Chacham and Marv Mishalom Ba'olam. Tamid Chacham bring peace to the world. Shnemar, V'chol B'noyach L'mudei Hashem. All of your children will learn the word of Hashem. V'rav Shalom B'noyach, Al Tikr B'noyach, don't just call it your children, El B'noyach, your Tamid Chachamim, who make the world grow. Mefarshim, of course, discuss why is this the last Maimer Chazal of this Masechta? How does this teach us what does this have to do with Masechta Krisis? Darul Chaner explains that the Gemara here teaches us the story of Yisach Ish Kfar Bakoi, that he didn't learn Mishnah and he didn't learn Chumash, and that's why he wasn't able to intervene in the debate between the king and the queen, which animal is better. But had he learned Torah, he would have been able to properly express their opinion. Darchaner offers another pshat. He says, Am Sechta begins with teaching us Hilchus when the Oynish of Chorus is applicable. Ends the Masechta by teaching us that a person who acts inappropriately is subject to Chorus, a disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if somebody learns Torah, he builds that important connection to his parents. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is our last Mishnah of this Masechta teaches us that if someone has to show kavod to his father and to his Rebbe, the Mishnah teaches us that his Rebbe comes first. The Masechta teaches us the end of the Masechta, why is it so indeed critical to show respect to Rabbeim? Because the Gemara teaches us, Al Tikri Banayach, El Banayach, what an important role Rabbeim have to play in the world. The Chasam Sofer explains the Maimer Chazal by teaching us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us human beings with many different behaviors, with very different characteristics. In fact, we could suggest that some of those characteristics at first glance are not positive characteristics. Stinginess, azus, arrogance. But truthfully, every one of the midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with has a purpose. And that's what the Maimer Chazal comes to teach us. Tamid Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, because they're able to take every midah and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and bring Shleimus to the world. Another pshat that I saw the Mefarshim suggests, that there is no better way to achieve the truth in a pshat in a Gemara, in a psak halacha, by Talmidei Chachamim debating the issue and coming out with the truth. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Tamid Chachamim bring peace to the world. They bring Shleimus and Torah in the world. How do they bring Shleimus of Torah in the world? Because they're Marbim. And Marbim can maybe mean Rav. They disagree. But their disagreements ultimately lead to a clarity of Torah. Another pshat that I saw from the Aruch Laner, we know that there are Tamid Chachamim that learn. There's the Sachar and Zvulun. And there are the people who support those Talmidei Chachamim. So by having Talmidei Chachamim in the world, what actually happens is that they actually learn, and the people who support them also grow and gain from being able to support their Divrei Torah. And by that combination, the world comes to Shalom. I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody writes Divrei Torah, even though he's not articulating the words of Torah, the halacha is that he still has to make Birchas HaTorah. On the other hand, if someone is just sitting and thinking Divrei Torah, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah. And the Paiskim ask, why is there a difference between someone who's writing Divrei Torah versus someone who is expressing, just thinking Divrei Torah? Writing, you have to make the bracha, and teach and thinking, you don't have to make the bracha. So the Torah's Marim, the Shev Yaakov explains, the Torah says, V'shinantam levanecho v'dibar tabom. The main point of learning Torah is to teach the Torah further. And therefore, if somebody's just thinking Divrei Torah, he isn't teaching Torah any further. Whereas somebody who's writing Divrei Torah, those Divrei Torah will be learned by others who learn those Divrei Torah. So the main point of Torah is to teach the Torah further. Says the Gemara, V'chol b'nayich levunai Hashem, atikri b'nayich el b'nayich. Who are considered the true Talmidei Chachamim? Those are people who teach Torah further. But then I saw a beautiful pshat. Our Gemara is very clear. Our Gemara is very careful in saying Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom l'olam. The Gemara speaks about Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara doesn't say Chachamim. So the Sefer Torah Shimon explains, because what our Gemara is actually teaching us is those who consider themselves just Talmidei Chachamim, those that consider themselves just people who are Talmidim still, they don't consider themselves Chachamim, they are those who are Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. I saw another pshat that the Sfarim suggest that the person who learns Hilchas Pesach, the Rav who learns Hilchas Pesach, accomplishes that there shouldn't be any shaila in Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. Only if the Rav isn't proficient, that's when all the shailas emerge. So I saw a beautiful pshat. That means if a Talmid Chacham is going to learn Chosh Mishpat, what he'll be able to accomplish is that there won't be any machloikas. Talmid Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. You know how Talmid Chachamim bring peace to the world? Because they learn halachas of Chosh Mishpat, and by them learning the halachas of Chosh Mishpat, they prevent that there should be machloikas in the world. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says, "B'shar she'osim tzonim shalmakim." When Klal Yisrael does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, Nikra and Bonim, we're considered his children. Otherwise, we're considered Avodim. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Talmidei Chacham Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Al Tikri Banayich. If we act with Ritzoino Shel Makom, then we are Bonim L'Makom. We are considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. And if we're considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, then we will be able to build the world and keep the world going. I saw another beautiful pshat from the Kedusha Siyan. The Kedusha Siyan says, Yes, the world needs Talmid Chachamim. But as much as the world needs Talmid Chachamim, the world also needs Beshach women who are prepared to give their lives for Torah. So Pshat in the Gemara here is, it's not just Atik Ribonayich. It's not enough to have the men who are the Talmid Chachamim. We also have to have Bonayich, the women who build the world. And I saw a beautiful pshat that there are four mesechtas we know that end with this Maimer Chazal. And in fact, the Gra says the Bonayich stands for Brachas, Nazir, Yevamis, and Krisis. So Dar Choner explains that these four mesechtas speak about the four types of shalom that exist in the world. There's shalom, mesechta brachas, represents krishma, brachas, tefillah, which represents shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesechta yivamis speaks about a brother doing for another brother, bein adam l'chaveroi. Mesechta nazir, we speaks about the shalom between a husband and a wife. As the Gemara says, Haroi soita b'kalkula, yaza atzmoi minayayin. And Masechta Krisis represents the peace that exists between the guf and the shama. And these four Masechtas are teaching us that we need to work about on these four types of shalom. But I saw a beautiful vart from the Bava Rebbe. The Bava Rebbe says, the Masechta ends, Hadron lo chamevi Asham. If a person studies what brings him to Asham, what brings him to do Averis, he explains that an expert physician doesn't just examine the patient's symptoms. He diagnoses the root cause of those symptoms. So he says, that's pshat. If we will try to understand what brought the disease, then slikalach mesech decreases. That will cause us to examine our actions, and by examining our actions, we will stop doing what's wrong, and by stopping to doing what's wrong, we will not have any more creases in the world. It's actually even more than that, because his great-grandfather, the Divrei Chaim, takes it a step further. He says that every time, the Gemara says that any generations in which the Beis Hamikdash wasn't built, it was as if it was destroyed. Because when us, by doing mitzvahs and by learning Torah, we are building the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi. Teaches us the Gemara, Al Tikri Banayik. Don't just call the Talmid Chachamim the Bonim L'Mokim. Those who learn Torah are the Boinayich. Those that learn Torah, those who do the Ritzon Hashem, are the builders of the Beis Hamikdash Shlishi. And by us continuing to learn the Rei Torah and do and follow the Dvar Hashem, we will taka b'zoicha Boinayich to see the Beis Hamikdash Habnuya b'mheira b'yameinu.